feature program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today we have for you articles from the July-August issue of Share International magazine on the theme of UFOs, or unidentified flying objects. We'll begin with an article from Benjamin Krem's master titled The Time of Revelation. For many years, the peoples of most countries have followed more or less meekly the edicts of their legislators, the politicians. This has largely been the case whether the legislative system was democratic or otherwise. This is now beginning to change. Far from quiet acceptance of unpopular laws, people in many countries now demonstrate and demand change. With the exception of those countries under tight military rule, the people more and more are demanding to be heard, to have their needs addressed and bad laws righted. As the beneficent energies of Aquarius gain in potency, this growing power of the people will multiply and become the most powerful voice on Earth. So much is this the case even now that governments of all kinds are forced to take account of the people's reaction to laws which deeply concern their welfare. It becomes increasingly difficult for governments to govern along strictly factional lines. Much government action is secretive and obscure. Much is done behind the scenes, of which the people never hear, but generally governments, at least in the so-called democratic world, are careful not to rouse the ire or discontent of the people.
There is one major area in which this is assuredly not the case. For over 60 years, governments worldwide have withheld from the people the reality of UFOs or flying saucers. Further, they have sought by all means to denigrate the occupants of these visiting craft as aliens, destructive and harmful to the people of Earth. To keep their populations under control and to avoid panic, they have denied the experience of hundreds of thousands of intelligent, open-minded citizens. They have thus created a major myth. Flying saucers do not exist, but they are dangerous and rapacious to men of Earth. Likewise, they have taught the people to deride the notion that crop circles are a legacy from space. Yet every government has unassailable proof of the existence, creativity, and superior technology of these brave and harmless visitors from the sister planets of our system. Our profound ignorance of the subtle planes of matter has allowed the major governments of the world to maintain this deception for so long.
At last, the time of revelation has arrived, for no longer will government agencies hide the truth from men of Earth, their brotherhood with the far-off planets of our solar system. Already the star-like luminary, the herald of Maitreya's emergence, is showing people worldwide that for years they have been deceived by their governments. You may be sure that Maitreya will reveal the truth of our relationship with the other planets and of the cooperation which for so long has continued between us. It is in truth the time of revelation. And that was from 2009.
So the article we're about to read out is from the Signs of the Times section of the magazine. And this one is titled UFOs Over Our Heads. In a 6 June 2023 news report on the Guardian website by Adam Gabbett entitled US Urged to Reveal UFO Evidence After Claim That It Has Intact Alien Vehicles, David Grush, a former intelligence official, says the US government possesses intact and partially intact craft of non-human origin. Speaking to The Debrief, that's a news site covering science, tech and defence news, with an eye for the cutting-edge technology of tomorrow, Jonathan Gray, a current US intelligence official at the National Air and Space Intelligence Center, confirmed the existence of exotic materials, adding, "We are not alone. Retrievals of this kind are not limited to the United States. This is a global phenomenon, and yet a global solution continues to elude us."
And the article goes on to say, Nick Pope, who spent the early 1990s investigating UFOs for the British Ministry of Defence, that's the MOD, said Krush and Gray's account of alien materials was very significant. And Pope adds, it's one thing to have stories on the conspiracy blogs, but this takes it to the next level with genuine insiders coming forward. Grush says also that the craft recovery operations are ongoing at various levels of activity and that he knows the specific individuals, current and former, who are involved. While regular readers of Share International magazine will not find these statements strange or unbelievable, but for the general public who have been subjected to an organized campaign of misinformation and denial of any UFO existence from their various government departments, such news will be a revelation.
In his book titled The Gathering of the Forces of Light, Benjamin Krim revealed the unquestionable reality of UFOs and the attempts by governments of the world to discredit any information that might prove the existence of the Space Brothers, their craft, and their beneficent work alongside our spiritual hierarchy. Krim also wrote in his book about working directly with the members of these crafts and explained the true events in Roswell, New Mexico, where a craft from Mars deliberately crashed so that the US scientists would have the opportunity to examine both the technology and physiology of the members of the craft. Since that event in 1947, a shroud of secrecy has surrounded the whole subject of UFOs. As early as 2004, Benjamin Krim's master stated, "Much is known by many governmental agencies and withheld from the public. Above all, the harmlessness of the UFO, even when known, is never affirmed. On the contrary, everything concerning them, while wrapped in vague mystery, is presented as threat."
And the master goes on to say, "People in positions of power and control know that if their people knew the true nature of the UFO phenomena and understood them to be envoys from civilizations far ahead of ours, they would no longer accept passive and mute the conditions of life on Earth. They would demand that their leaders invite these aerial guests to land openly and to teach us how to live and achieve in the same fashion. The time is not far off when this will be the case. The time is coming when the true nature of life on planets other than Earth will be common knowledge, when men begin to think of the solar system as an interrelated whole, the planets at various points in evolution, but all working together to fulfill the plan of the solar logos and to help and sustain each other along the way." That was from The Path to the Sun, Share International, 2004.
While governments suppress the truth and seek to confound the public, as Benjamin Krim's master forecast, even to the extent of changing the term UFO to Unexplained Anomalous Phenomena, or UAP, it won't be long until enough people share their true experiences and a weight of unimpeachable reports will become common knowledge, making it impossible for governments to cover up the reality of the UFOs over our heads. So that was sourced from the Guardian website.
And now for some questions and answers on the subject of UFO. At every lecture he gave around the world and virtually every day of his life, Benjamin Krim was asked numerous questions covering a vast range of topics. We draw on this large recorded resource and published answers provided by BC and his master over the years, none of which have yet appeared in Share International. The Space Brothers and their craft. And Benjamin Cram answers the first question. In what ways do the inhabitants of our sister planets help humanity? That's July, August 2009. And he answers, the first thing to understand is that UFOs, or unidentified flying objects, may be unidentified by the government agencies, but they are real. They exist and they have a mission. Without their help, this planet would now be uninhabitable. There are people on all the planets of our system. The masters of our planet are in touch with the masters of the various planets, and the solar system acts as a unit. The planets are not isolated, but are in contact moment to moment, and they evolve together. If one falls behind, as this planet has done, it causes concern for the others. The beings in the UFOs from whatever planet, mainly Mars and Venus, but others too, have a tremendous task in working to eliminate or at least reduce pollution. Pollution is the greatest threat to humanity. More deaths are caused by it than by any other cause. It brings about the breakdown of our immune system and therefore opens us to all sorts of illnesses to which we would otherwise be immune.
The space people are concerned with making this planet habitable. They go through our skies, mopping up and neutralizing large amounts of the nuclear waste and the general toxic filth that we pour into the atmosphere. They're not allowed by karma to clean up the planet completely, but within karmic limits they do so. Otherwise, life on this planet would be very painful indeed. More people would be dying than are dying. More people would be suffering from Alzheimer's. And daily, we would be more and more asphyxiated. So, we owe the Space Brothers a tremendous debt. And that question answer was published in Benjamin Cram's book, The Gathering of the Forces of Light. Next question, if Space Brothers live on the etheric plane, how do they manifest on the physical plane so that we can see them? That's a question from 2010. And Mr. Cram's reply, it is a temporary thing. When a space person comes to Earth and wants to be seen, he or she has to lower the vibration of the etheric body to come within our range of sight. The same applies to the spacecraft. These vehicles are made of etheric physical matter, and if we do not have etheric vision, they are invisible. But they are seen by hundreds of thousands of people all over the world when the occupants lower the rate of vibration of the vehicle.
Right, another question. What do the space people do here? And he answers, we owe the Space Brothers a debt, which is probably one we will never be able to repay. They do not need to carry out experiments to know what humanity is like. They are living among us. They know who they can contact and who they cannot contact. In the Roswell incidents, the Martian pilots sacrificed themselves. They deliberately landed on this planet, which caused the destruction of their vehicle and themselves in an incident which is now famous throughout the world. The vehicles themselves are etheric, like the bodies of the Space Brothers, but they can lower the vibrational rate of their vehicles and of their own bodies until they come within our range of vision. It's temporary, and as you probably know, if you read about the Roswell incidents, the bodies disintegrated so fast that the investigators couldn't believe they were human bodies. They were human, but they were Martian humans. And the speed of disintegration was due to the fact that they are essentially etheric, likewise the vehicles. They lower the rate of vibration so you see them, but they could have been there before you saw them. If they wish, they can seem to disappear. They simply raise their rate of vibration and they're probably still there. They might have gone elsewhere, but it is more than likely at any given moment that they are still there, but have simply raised the rate of vibration of the atomic structure and become again etheric physical.
What are crop circles? Every corn circle is a vortex, a point in our magnetic field. What the Space Brothers are doing in connection with this new science, this new technology of light, is recreating on the physical plane a counterpart to our magnetic field. Each planet has a magnetic field around it where the lines of force in the magnetic field overlap and a vortex is formed, a chakra as it were, the same as our own etheric system. There are seven chakras up the spine, but they are up an etheric spine. These corn circles are vortices or chakras and are replicas of our planet's magnetic field, which they are creating on the physical plane. They're not only in crops, they are also in the mountains, they're in the oceans. Wherever the vortices are on the etheric plane, they replicate them on the physical plane. The fact that they're in corn allows us to see them. That's why they do it. They turn the corn in the most wonderful way to show you that it is made by intelligent beings, not by haphazard flights of birds or freak winds or tornadoes or any of that kind of natural phenomenon. The actual forms are arbitrary. Many people think they are an ancient language from Atlantis. They're not. They're not exactly haphazard, but they don't mean anything. They are beautiful, and that ought to be enough. They are obviously made by intelligent sources. And that was sourced from a radio interview with Benjamin Cram in 1993 in Nebraska, US, titled Exploring Unexplained Phenomena.
You mentioned that there are different individuals who work together with UFOs on different projects. There is an interesting project in America conducted by Dr. Stephen Greer called Disclosure Project. Could you comment on this? And he answers, Dr. Greer is doing useful work. He's not working, as far as I know, with the Space Brothers, but he is impatient with the fact that there is enormous evidence to prove that UFOs exist. Not proof of where they come from or their purpose, but that they are real, do in fact exist. They have been seen by hundreds of thousands of people for years, and yet the governments of the world, most of whom have adequate data on this, on their existence, refuse to make that known. There is a huge cover-up from the highest levels in America, Russia, Britain, the European, and various other countries who have been collecting data, evidence from their pilots, policemen, soldiers, and the public for years. This amounts to a huge body of evidence which is never published, never made known, but is covered up. There is even sometimes coverage by media to discredit the evidence. In this way, the governments control what the public knows, or rather does not know, about the Space Brothers and the UFO phenomena. In this way, they can keep it hidden. Dr. Greer is impatient with it. He himself has had experience of UFOs and wanted to make it known. He has set up a means for other people, ex-Army, ex-RAF, or ex-United States Air Force personnel, to come forward and give their evidence. When people of their standing and experience give evidence in this public way, they hope it will lead to a generally better understanding and maybe eventually an open statement by the governments of the world.
That's pretty much all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening. We have in a couple of previous programs offered to post out a free copy of the book by Benjamin Cram, The Gathering of the Forces of Light, UFOs and Their Spiritual Mission. And that offer still stands. So if you'd like a copy, email us at shenz@yahoo.com, providing your postal address, of course.
Right. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's program. If you would like more information, visit our website, of course, share-international.org, or you are welcome to email us, sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.